It was Victor's first time in New York. He was in eighth grade, visiting with his parents for a family reunion, and he was excited to be there. He walked in awe among the towering skyscrapers, but unlike other children, his wonder was not due to how high they shot up into the sky. No, Victor was entranced because he knew, like you know if you were a reader of comic books, that those buildings are the playgrounds of superheroes.
I mean, the first thing I looked for was the Empire State Building, because that's kind of just iconic of not just New York, but of New York from a certain time period, and from that time period is when most superheroes began. So, like, for me, it was more like retracing a history of characters that I was familiar with when I was young. It was a much more personal connection.
Victor had never been to the Empire State Building before, nor to any other part of the city. But he felt like he had already been there because of the comic books he had spent so many hours reading.
They definitely felt familiar because the artists who draw those comic books, they used to mostly live in New York, and they would just, you know, use the building as reference for the characters living in the city. So, yeah, definitely you feel a sense of familiarity with landmarks because you've already seen them, maybe not through your own eyes, but like through the character's eyes.
Each landmark that Victor visited triggered a flashback to an epic battle or well-penned skyline.
I'm thinking specifically when my family, it was my parents and I, we had walked across the Brooklyn Bridge, and I can remember thinking to myself, oh, hey, that's where Gwen Stacy died when Spider-Man fought the Green Goblin. But obviously she didn't because it's a fake story. But I don't know. Like, looking over the water, you just kind of get the whole skyline and you can see like exactly where they based that whole fight scene. And they kind of replicated that in the movie, the Spider-Man movie.
Victor didn't return to the city until after he graduated from college. He was older, wiser, and about to start a master's program at the NYU Film School. Things had changed for him, but the city still had glimmers of that fantastical place from his childhood.
I think when I got here, the second time when I moved into the city to start my master's program, that I definitely wish I could like look up and see Spider-Man swinging through the buildings.
The longer he lived in the city, the more the magic faded.
I'm in grad school right now, and I have to go to work, so there's a lot more responsibility to it, which kind of detracts from, you know, the general sense of awe that you would get, because when you're going past Grand Central or Bryant Park or the New York Public Library every day, it does kind of lose some of that childhood luster that you had brought with you the first time, so... I guess it's the main difference is that I'm older and worried about other things.
The connections he made as a child, however, have not faded completely.
My own experience with seeing these landmarks from comic books, you do feel a little bit more familiar with the area. I don't know, the Empire State Building and like the Chrysler Building, seeing them and being reminded of when you would see them in comic books as a child, of earlier times when there were less things to worry about. So yeah, I guess it does create a little bit more familiarity and makes you feel more at home.
New York reminds him of the earlier, more carefree time of his childhood. But the influence of comic books does not just pull Victor to the past. It's also helping direct his future.
It's funny that you mentioned that because the first thing I did was apply to work at Marvel Comics, and that's actually where I'm interning right now. So I'm an editorial intern at the place that makes the comics that I read when I grew up.
And that's the unexpected power of superheroes. On first glance, they seem so simple, just two-dimensional characters that belong to our childhoods. But in those simpler times, they can burrow down deep into us, waiting to pop up and help direct the course of our lives. They can influence our perceptions of a city, of our homes, and even how we go about our work.